one's away to someplace relaxing.
Ah, Amadeus Spa.
Gift certificates for Christmas are available online at AmadeusSpaCanton.com.
7:52 at the new My 101.7.
Little rain this afternoon, high 46. It is 36 now in the Hall of Fame City.
I'm so excited. Amy had a phone number. She tried it out. It worked. She got a hold of Paul O'Neill from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's on the phone. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Gary, how you been? Amy's got clout.
Yeah, she does.
You know, Amy wants to take a drum solo in the middle of the show. Done.
Hey,
sweet.
She's got the clout, man. I don't understand. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you guys are the hottest ticket around during the holiday season.
It is definitely taking on a life of its own. And it's, you know, I'm sure you guys get Billboard, but, you know, last July 20th issue, 2007, you know, every 6 months they list the biggest bands in the world from 1 to 25. We're looking to see if we're in the top 20.
Uh-huh.
And we're stunned to see TSO, number one for most tickets sold, number one for the most sellouts.
Wow.
That's amazing. This year you've sold how many tickets?
We'll do over 1.5 million in 8 weeks and change.
1.5 million tickets and then in 8 weeks.
And then once we finish Night Castle, which is the second non-holiday rock opera, we start the 12-month world tour. And, that also should be over the top. And also, for anyone who's seen the show before, we've doubled the size of the show again this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's 219 people now on the crew. God knows how many tractor trailers.
219 people on the show?
Just on the crew.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
It's like you know, moving like a little miniature city. And it's
So it's not like Amy will have clout. She'll be minimum wage roadie traveling with you. But you do get the drum solo.
Yay!
Yay, and also, you know, Amy, forget it. She could have any salary she wanted. We tried to get her to do a drum solo. You know, we called and her agent said, "Please, you guys have a 9-figure offer and are serious. Don't even bother calling back." And it's
thank you, Paul.
No problem. And
hey, you know what though? This is Clear Channel. We can keep her. You know, we got some clout too.
This is true. This is true.
Good luck with that, Amy.
Yeah. Okay.
Paul, I know you started out in Youngstown. You're going to finish up in this area in Cleveland on New Year's Eve, huh?
Yeah, we're really psyched about that. You know, because Cleveland was the first city we ever put tickets on sale, so it's kind of like coming home for us. And so really, you know, we're just psyched about that. And last year ended up being a really great treat anyway, just because in 2005 when we played Madison Square Garden, you know, Joan Jett was standing by the side of the stage. I'm like, "Hey, Joni, why don't you go on stage? Do I Love Rock and Roll for the encore?" She goes, "I'll go if you go." So wham, Joni hits the flight deck. The place goes nuts.
No kidding.
How awesome would that have been?
Last year, you know, we figured, you know, pull 8 cities out at random, you know, from a jar in the second half of the tour. And, you know, see if we can get some of these legends to just, you know, hit the flight deck just for one or two songs of the encore.
And, well, Amy said she's available New Year's Eve.
There you go. But again,
I never do anything. I'll be there.
Hey, no. Paul, do the cities start melting together, though, after a while? I mean, you travel every day, it seems, huh?
It gets, again, it's, you know, it's like this morning, my manager pounded on the door, does his usual thing. He gives me 2 liters of Coca-Cola, 2 boxes of Oreos, eat the Oreos, drink Coca-Cola, start making your calls.
Yeah.
And it's,
Do you make them take the red M&Ms out? Are you one of those guys?
No, it's got chocolate. We're good to go. as long as we have milk. And it's, you know, it's, you know, just feed us, you know, give us, you know, junk food.
And you're fine. How long has Trans-Siberian Orchestra been around?
God, the first album we started in 96, but we really started working it seriously in 99.
Mm-hmm.
And, it has just, you know, gotten bigger than we ever could have imagined.
Who came up with the idea? It's just such a brilliant idea.
It was, you know, basically Warner Brothers came to me one day and said, you know, "Paul, instead of writing and producing, you know, for other groups, why don't you start your own band?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay, I want a full rock band with a full R&B band with a full symphony and 18 lead singers. And they're like, "Why?" And I'm like, "This way I can do anything." And it's just, they kind of rolled their eyes, but they wrote a blank check. And it's, you know, I think we were very fortunate to be one of the last few bands to have old-fashioned artist development, because a lot of people think, you know, bands like Pink Floyd and Queen were just, you know, came out of the boxes and were, you know, had smashes, but they didn't. They were nurtured along by the labels, and, you know, too often these days I see, you know, they just throw the songs out there, and if they don't stick after 2 weeks, you know, they're on to the next album.
But, yeah.
That's right.
You know, with Trans-Siberian, they've, you know, stuck with us through thick and thin, and...
because you can't ever get old. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, again, well, the Christmas one is the most intimidating thing to break, just because you do a regular album, you're competing with the best of your generation or the last two. Same with any movie, same with any book. But anything you do during Christmas, you're basically competing with the last 10 centuries, because, you know, you're competing with songs by Tchaikovsky and you know,
right.
Beethoven and books by like Dickens, and you basically you have to get past the only critic which you can't fool, which is time, and because each generation tends to only hand over the very very best. So we were kind of scared about doing the Christmas trilogy, but it ended up working out better than we ever could have dreamed of.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's amazing. And to get their record reps to give you a blank check. Hey, could you do something for me, Paul?
Anything.
Negotiate my next contract with Clear Channel? Because I'm telling you, this is a guy who can get blank check.
He makes things happen.
How much do you want, Gary? Wow, that's awesome.
Amy, he's so shy. How do we ever get him out of a show?
I have no idea. I've been trying for months.
Don't ask. You don't get anything.
Okay.
That's what my mama used to tell me.
Uh-huh.
And when she kicked me out of the house.
It's we can do, though. We can give you guys two denim tour jackets to give away over the air.
Oh! Really?
The ones with the Siberian tiger embroidered on the back. And that would be really cool.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
You guys have been so great. Once we go off the air, I can give you the office phone number.
Okay.
And we can get that all set up.
Well, okay. That would be so nice. Paul, thank you so much. Well, we're going to put you on hold and get that information from you.
You got it.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, Gary.
Getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning. How's that possible?
Again, we're hanging in there by cappuccino, Starbucks chocolate-covered cappuccino beans. We're on that level.
There you go.
My kind of guy. All right. Thanks, Paul. Have a great one.
Greeting call.